Next up on the program, all eyes are on space as the NASA astronaut Sunita Williams prepares to return to Earth after an extended mission aboard the International Space Station. With her scheduled splashdown just days away, we plan to dive into what's ahead for the veteran astronaut and how her journey could shape the future of space exploration. Pallav Bagla, our science editor, with me. Pallav, thanks very much for being with us. We're also joined by Dr. Ravi Markzayam, a former NASA scientist and global space ambassador. Thank you both very much for being with us. Dr. Markzayam, let me come to you first.
Good morning, good evening for you. Thank you.
So nine odd months, and she's finally got her ride back home. But it's not going to be that easy once she gets back. Physiologically, the changes are substantive, right? So it's going to be a slow process for her to get back to quote-unquote normal, right?
Yes, definitely. Well, that was the whole purpose of, extending human space flight or human activities in space, right? Because we never left our planet. Now we left the planet and we are trying to understand how we can live and work in space. And that's how ISS was built. And it's been operating for 24 years. Now, yes, we have been having issues with fluid redistribution, vestibular problems of balance, bone loss, muscle loss, muscle loss, as well as, problems related to, radiation exposure. But what is important is that every time we are learning, and people, think that we are not monitoring the astronauts. We are continuously monitoring astronauts. They have been assigned doctors, and we have a lot of equipment in space which helps them to go through the, motions to counterbalance some of this. But yes, I agree with you that, when the astronauts come back, there is going to be a time of about 3 to 6 months of recuperation. And, that's normal. But the people have lived like more than 400 days, 37 days for a Russian. An American has stayed there 371 days. And so this is around 280 days, we can handle it.
Okay. Pallav, in terms of the modules which dock with the International Space Station, we've seen SpaceX do so well with their Dragon and the Boeing Starliner being such a huge concern. What went wrong with the Boeing Starliner? Why was it deemed to be not safe or reliable enough?
Well, this was Boeing Starliner's maiden human space flight when it took up astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore to space. It was a spacecraft which was designed and worked upon actively by astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore. They are both veteran test pilots. They are both veteran astronauts. They knew the risks of flying in a maiden spacecraft. What went wrong was there were problems with the thruster, there were leaks in helium leaks. Ultimately, it was a call by the American Space Agency, NASA, to bring the Boeing Starliner back without the astronauts. But the Boeing Starliner did come back to Earth in good shape and landed safely on time as it was expected, and there weren't any problems. So, and Boeing was, I'm told, mighty mad that it was brought back without the crew. But NASA has suffered badly in times to come. And Ravi knows much, much better than anybody else because he trained astronaut Kalpana Chawla, and we lost astronaut Kalpana Chawla in an accident of the space shuttle. And there was another disaster of the shuttle. So NASA didn't want to take the risk. And as part of abundant caution, they decided to bring the Boeing Starliner back without the crew. And as a replacement, the two astronauts, astronaut Butch Wilmore, astronaut Sunita Williams, Nick Hague, and the Russian Alexander are going to come back on the SpaceX Crew Dragon. And this is going to be a first where there has been a switch in space of the spaceship. So they went on one and come back on another. This has never happened earlier, I'm told. Yeah. So it is a unique experience, and let us see how it goes. And I hope it all goes well for astronaut Sunita Williams and She should be able to have her samosa back on Earth, like she promised to me long ago.
Dr. Mark Sahayam, just in terms of them undocking from the International Space Station and coming back, and it'll be a splashdown in the ocean. When is it going to take place? Given how reliable the technology has been over a period of time, is this just a formality, or is it still a level of complexity that we shouldn't forget about?
Okay, very good question. Space flight and return from space, we always talk about safety. I come from a safety background. So reliably to space and then, safely back to Earth is one of our mottos in NASA. And it's very important for us to understand that we will not make a commitment unless we see all the risks involved as well as the safety of the astronaut. In this case, safety is paramount, Now, Boeing, as Pallava mentioned correctly, that, they did have some problems and NASA didn't want to take it. But we took a chance to let them stay 200, 300 days to do more research, And they did tremendous amount of research, if you go back and check it. So as far as I'm concerned, I think SpaceX has all the necessary capabilities. Now, NASA and SpaceX will get together, analyze all the details. They say that, coming back is more easier than launching. But I know a brutal truth, when I lost Columbia. That's the only shuttle I lost out of 100. So I would say that everything will go normal. Until that, this will happen like 18th, March 18th at 6 o'clock local time here in Florida.
So that's 3:27 a.m. on Wednesday, India Standard Time.
It will take about 45 minutes to get back, but the undocking will be at 1 o'clock or whatever. Then we'll have to spend some time in space and then finally start doing a deorbit burn around 40 minutes before
right.
that.
Right. So 45 minutes before they actually splash down. Out of time on this program, but we look forward to them safely coming back, and we'll be tracking that very closely. Wonderful speaking to both of you, gentlemen. Time now for us to take this short break.